We light this light in the hospital in the hope that people who come to the chapel feel at peace and take comfort from it. Not my words, the words of Reverend Marie Edwards, full-time chaplain team leader extraordinaire from the Chapel of the Good Samaritan, of course, at the James Cook University Hospital. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes, so, I mean, you have a full photographic scenario here. I mean, we get, obviously, being the official radio service, hospital radio-wise, for the James Cook University Hospital, we get a lot of emails that come through in terms of, well, press releases, etc.
Yes.
We don't get all that sort of things. And most times, I have to say, we probably file them. it's just one of those areas where we think, well, we'd love to do that, but, you know, there's sort of staff, etc. We'd love our sort of colleagues and friends in the communications area to get more involved, but, you know, sometimes they're busy as well. So,
yeah.
But every so often, and particularly around this part of the year, when we see the peace light sort of message come across, we think, this is good, this is important, this is worthwhile, if only to see the image of your good self talking to Asha Afriye about the peace light. I think I've got that pronunciation right there, the young chap called Asha, who was Asher.
The scout leader.
The scout leader.
He's called Arthur. So I don't know where you've got
that
from.
Bizarre.
You've got a very posh name for him there. He's called Arthur Wolfe.
Well, what we have here was Marie Edwards talks to Asha Afriye about the peace light.
No, I don't know who that person
extraordinary.
Is.
Extraordinary. Deny everything. Well, there we are. Never mind.
Unless that's the name of his wife. But that's his wife, so she'd be called Wolfe. So.
We'll have to look at the photograph and find that out,
absolutely.
Really. Which will work
absolutely.
Very well on radio. We can spend the rest of the whole sort of message.
That's right.
Just looking at the photographs. Share with us, Marie, because this actually goes back to the last century, actually, when this peace light elements started coming across. So really, I mean, it kind of suggests Christmas was really just around the corner.
Yeah, it is. We, sort of around about this time every year, just before the week that has Christmas weekend and stuff in it, we welcome Arthur and his wife and they bring the peace light with them, and it's travelled all the way from Bethlehem, and Arthur goes and picks it up from various places and he brings it up, and he usually visits two or three of the places in the area. He was in Teesside Hospice on Tuesday. And then he brought it to us. He usually comes around about the time we do our communion service, so we kind of connect
now,
the two.
I found the photograph, and I suspect that we have got it as a
yes, one of the. So, we always have children from our play days nursery.
So
coming along,
so don't worry if you're listening in the press department. It hasn't been an error. But I have to say, Marie, a very fetching elf-like Santa hat that you're
thank
wearing
you.
There
yes,
as well. It's
thank
very
you.
Good. I mean, to match the jumper which you're wearing in the studio today, it's phenomenal, which even lights
thank you.
Up.
It does. It does.
Yes, I thought actually Asha might have been just a little bit too too young, perhaps, to be doing that.
But he's not a scout leader,
although he is wearing a very fetching Thomas the Tank engine.
He was a very smart boy.
There
was,
we are.
Yeah.
Excellent. And we hear a great deal about the spirit of Christmas. Is this something which kind of begins to remind folk, which we do need to be reminded, let's face it, in the crazy, driven world in which we find ourselves living on a day-to-day basis, that ultimately you need to take time to be centred, to actually calm and actually just not withdraw, but actually just step back a wee bit.
Yes. I think it's so easy to get caught up in the kind of hustle and bustle of Christmas from quite early on, because, you know, you kind of have your Halloween and your fireworks night, and before you blink, there's Christmas cards and tinsel and, you know, laughing Santa hats all around the different shops. And it's so easy to then suddenly start thinking about what you're buying for people and who's going to be coming for Sunday lunch and how big a turkey you need. And just to try and remind ourselves for the reason for Christmas. Christmas, as from a Christian point of view, why we celebrate Christmas, and the peace light just brings that kind of message from across the world. It's travelled all around the world before it's got to us, and continues to do so after it's reached us, to just remind people that peace is very important. At the moment, there's so many places around the world that are in conflict and upheaval, and, you know, they're not going to be worrying about what time of the year it is right now. And just a reminder that we have the opportunity here, and we've got the space for people to come and just have that time to sit and reflect about what is actually what is important. The family that they've got, the family that they might have lost at this time of year, friends and relatives that perhaps they might only see at this time of year. And just to take that time to reflect and think about them. And like you said, centre yourself and where you're going to go in 2017. Because it'll be here before you know it.
Indeed. There was a feature that was sent to us down the line about the statistics around the Christmas time, and the research has actually revealed that almost a third of British folk will work until Christmas Eve, yeah. and just under one in five will be in the office throughout the Christmas period.
Yeah. It's not like it used to be where people get three, four, maybe days off. Bit unusual this time around because obviously Christmas is on a weekend, so you get the Monday and the Tuesday as a bank holiday. But even now, a lot of people will work bank holidays, and they're mainly because financially they benefit a lot more from working on a bank holiday, and a lot of people need that, but there just doesn't seem to be any space at all in what is increasingly a busy time of year.
Now, we know, obviously, the heroes and heroines of the James Cook University Hospital, in terms of not just the doctors, the nurses, etc., but the ladies at reception, the cleaners, the deliverers, they're all actually sort of doing sterling stuff.
We absolutely,
always,
yeah.
praise and support that. The chaplaincy team, of course, busy time for you guys as well.
Yeah, we will be. We've got some services coming up. We always have Salvation Army come in on Christmas Eve, and we'll go around as many of the wards as we can in a couple of hours and just sing some daft Christmas songs. And a lot of them have the message of Christmas in, and so it's important to you just take a minute to think about the words that you're singing as well, and not just see them as all the Christmas carols that come out once a year, but just to think of the sentiment behind some of them. Christmas morning, we've got a service in the chapel at 10:30, just for half an hour, and then Robert, who will be on call for the day, is going to be doing bedside services for anybody who wants it. So, yeah, it should be good, yeah.
Which is all part and parcel of the Rich Tapestry. Now, as a keen Borough supporter and regular contributor to Fly Me to the Moon podcast, which, again, echoes the whole series of things, have the Borough players visitors as yet, and did you catch up with them?
Not as far as I'm aware, they're not. It's usually after the 20th, so I'm not 100% sure when they're actively coming in, but they should be coming in, yeah.
The reason being, clearly, they probably need your words of inspiration to sort of help them through the system.
Yeah, so they need something right now, that's for sure.
Just a thought from that perspective. Marie, as ever, an absolute delight. What's 2016 have... I mean, we hear a great deal about people saying, oh, it's a dreadful year, and so on and so forth. Let's look at the positives. What sort of good things from your own point of view have come out of 2016?
Well, I think as a chaplaincy team, we've worked a lot harder, a lot more closer, I should say, with some of the palliative care working. So we seem to be reaching a lot more families who are going through difficult times, which is what we're here for as well. We've had a few more staff incentives come forward and things, so working a lot more closely with the staff in and around the hospital. You know, personally, on a personal note, my kids have gone from strength to strength, which is always lovely to see as a parent. Yeah, they've had their ups and downs, but they're all doing really well at school and doing really well in their chosen sports, and just learning and growing as individuals, and that's lovely to see. And I now have three official teenagers in the house because my youngest was 13 yesterday, so I'm sure 2017 will be a lot more traumatic.
Well,
from a teenage point of view.
The word interesting should be.
Interesting, yes. Yeah, well, it's definitely not going to be boring, that's for sure. Yeah.
Indeed so. So any final closing thoughts? I mean, this is obviously part of the podcast Christmas message. I feel in many ways it's what Her Majesty listens to before she prepares her own, really,
for the
Christmas Day period. Any sort of final closing thoughts from yourself?
Well, I just think, I mean, exactly as you've just said there, when you do look back, it's so easy to think of the negative things that have occurred, and there will be sad parts as well, but I think just focus on the positives and just learn from them, and you know, make plans going forward and think about the little steps, little goals, so that you're not aiming massively high, because sometimes if you aim too high, then you are bound to fail. So little steps, just one thing at a time, and just look for the positives in everything that you do, and just try and smile occasionally. You never know, people might smile back.
In the